In this time when I've been celebrating Mass privately or with just a few ministers, it has challenged me to understand more deeply the sacrificial nature of the Mass, the role of the priest as mediator. That we say the Mass is a sacrifice may be a little uncomfortable for some people. Other Christian communities have gotten rid of the language of sacrifice. They do not have priests. These communities tend to focus on the scriptures and the proclamation of the word. We too acknowledge that this is important, and preaching the message is very important. It's preaching the good news, the gospel, the message of Jesus. If you have been following the daily readings from Acts of the Apostles, you see how important it was to the early church to proclaim the good news. That was one of their biggest tasks that they had. It was something that was very important to the church even from the very beginning, and still remains so today. The sacrificial nature of the Mass is really at the heart of what the gospel or the good news is. What do we mean when we talk about the holy sacrifice of the Mass? We are referring to the action by which Jesus offered himself as a sacrificial lamb. At every Mass, we tap into this sacrifice, which was made once and for all. We don't re-sacrifice Jesus, but we do enter into the passion, the cross, his death, and his resurrection once again. At the memorial acclamation, when the priest says the mystery of faith, we respond with one of three formulae. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Or, when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Or, save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. We are once again present at the events that brought us salvation, the events that washed us clean from our sin. We renew ourselves in the covenant which Christ offers to us. This is what is happening at every Mass. We are partaking of the sacrifice. A sacrifice is offered to God. Some religions offer sacrifice to appease God. Some do so to gain God's favor. The Church of Jesus Christ, offers the sacrifice not on her own, but shares in the sacrifice which Christ himself offers on our behalf. This sacrifice brings about the exchange, whereby we receive God's mercy and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus takes upon himself our guilt. By his offering of himself, he overcomes all our debts and our sinfulness. God did this out of love for us, out of love for humanity, in order to make it possible for us to share in the divine nature, to be divinized. So the sacrifice of the Mass is truly a sacrifice. Blood is shed. Sin is expunged. We are renewed. Now, as a ministerial priest, I have the privilege and the responsibility of offering the sacrifice of the Mass on behalf of the body of Christ. Jesus, through the person of the priest, offers this sacrifice. The priest is a mediator. He stands and offers the sacrifice on behalf of the community. Jesus is the one true mediator. As a man, he represents all of us and offers sacrifice for our redemption. All the ministerial priests participate in his priesthood. That is why it is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's not Father Eli's priesthood or another priest's priesthood. We all share and participate in Jesus' priesthood. In order to make this mediation present in the world in a physical and tangible way, Jesus chose 12 apostles and gave them a special task to them and to their successors so that we too could be present at the sacrifice. We don't merely look back at the sacrifice that was offered 2,000 years ago at Calvary. We go to Calvary at every Mass. We are there. We participate in the sacrifice of the Mass. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given for you. These are the words of the institution. These are the words we hear at Mass. We are not just remembering something from the past. We aren't just being reminded of what Jesus did then. We ourselves are partaking at this time of that one salvific event of the cross, death, and resurrection. I, as a ministerial priest, have been given the privilege and responsibility of being the mediator between Christ and his body, the church. In this time, when I have often been by myself praying the Mass here in the church, it would be easy for me to think, what am I really doing? Who am I really fooling? There is no real significance to these actions, to these words that I am saying. The temptation to say is strong to say, what really matters are the homilies that I give, right? They're so great, they're so wonderful. The connections I make with people, the community that I help to develop, or I might think on another track of thought, the infrastructure that I build or develop programs or ministries. That's how I make my mark. That is how I will find a meaning and satisfaction in my ministry. It's easy to value the action of the church by these things that we can measure. These things which we might be tempted to think that we did. Things we can point to and say, look at what we did, or look what I did, look what I accomplished. Now, of course, all these aspects of ministry are important. I'm not discounting that we need them or that they are important that we do our due diligence. However, I am a priest, and my significance, if there is any, my importance really is just coming down to this, allowing Christ to use me so that he can become present to his body, the members of his church. A priest is a mediator to the people of God. He offers the sacrifice of the Mass in the person of Jesus Christ so that all, himself included, can share in the merits and graces that are offered through the sacrifice. In this time, I am aware that the merits of the Mass are still present. They are still being offered to us. But it can be easy to miss what is really happening at this altar, to minimalize what Christ is doing and to emphasize what I am doing. This can be tempting. That is always the temptation, I would say, of being a ministerial priest, to make public worship more about me, about himself, to make the cultic aspect of the Mass revolve around me, my person, my preferences, what I am doing, the message I want to give. But that is not what a mediator does. That is not what a priest is meant to do. Jesus pointed always to God the Father, and my life must never point to myself. If I get people looking at me and stop looking at God, we have a big problem. I'm doing a terrible job. I'm failing. A mediator always points us to something. I'm supposed to point you to Christ. Christ points us to God the Father. Now, I wish to emphasize an important point in all of this. With everything that I have said today, it helps us to recall the importance of the sacrifice of the Mass, yes. The importance of the priesthood, yes. And perhaps you are thinking to yourself, well, that's wonderful, Father. That's great. I'm glad you're so important. Good for you. You are telling us how important you are, yes. You are emphasizing how much we need you, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You are protecting your own role and your own privilege, your job, yes, yes, all these things. Just making sure we all know how important you are, yes. All of those things are important. I'm glad you've heard all that. Remember that. But there's a twist. Because of our baptism, each one of us shares in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Each one of us is a priest or a priestess of God's kingdom. Each one of us shares in the role of mediating Christ by our baptism. We all have the role of pointing to Christ, of mediating between Christ and his church and the rest of the world. We offer sacrifice. Most importantly, by our presence at Mass, we participate in the sacrifice which Christ offers. And then we go from that place and share the good news about what we have received and what we have heard and what we are to do. And we share that with the rest of humanity. Here again, the words of St. Peter from our reading today. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. He speaks here of you, of the members of the laity, those who are baptized. We all share in this priesthood of Jesus Christ through our baptism. He continues, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We have been prevented these last weeks from participating in the sacrifice of the Mass in the usual way. We are meant to offer the Mass, to make the sacrifice, and then to live the Mass in our lives as we go forth from the Mass. We mediate Christ and his love to the rest of the world. Because the manner of the sacrifice is veiled in the mysteries of bread and wine, because we aren't always attuned to what is really happening, it can be easy for us to forget what is really happening. It can be easy to miss the holy exchange that occurs. We can be blinded to what Christ is doing here at the sacrifice of the Mass. So often we think the importance of the Mass revolves around what we do, how we do it. Was it a good Mass? The answer is always yes, provided that it's valid. Do the things that make up Mass help us or hinder us from being aware of the mystery of what is happening? I would say yes, definitely they can. Which is why we ought to strive to celebrate the Mass as well and as beautiful as we can. But really, that's for our benefit. Underlying it all is the fact that Christ is at work. He is the one who does the work in us. Not me, not you. We enter into the sacrifice of the Mass so that Christ can do something in us. Not so that you or I can do something for ourselves or make ourselves better. Christ pours himself out for us. We, in our turn, must come ready to receive Christ and then to allow him to pour out himself upon those we encounter in our lives. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.